ever worried that they're playing too much Nintendo?
Oh, not anymore. See, Matt has Bible adventures. They're actually learning Bible stories while they're playing Nintendo.
Hello, this is Chaos Radio International, the 9th episode, and this is being brought to you from the Reboot Conference in Copenhagen, which is happening right now here. It's a 2-day conference on all kinds of new media things. Everything is very modern. I'm going to talk about Pirate Bay Project. I'm going to talk to Peter, who is with me, and your host, as usual, is Tim Pitlov. So, here we are back again, and I say hello to Peter. Hello, Peter.
Hello, hello.
So, I already introduced the topic. It's going to be about the Pirate Bay project, which is pretty well known, I guess.
Yeah, I hope
on,
so.
On this planet. Oh, yes, I'm sure it is. And also, it stirred up quite a lot of noise just now in the recent days. And we're going to touch this topic as well. But first of all, for all the listeners who probably are not so much into the project itself, I'd like to get to some kind of overview, because it's a huge, to me it's like a federation of pirates that had gathered in Sweden to fight the international copyright war from the other side. And so there is more than one name being dropped usually when people relate to Pirate Bay. First of all, Pirate Bay, or the Pirate Bay, is a big website that is a BitTorrent tracker site, a website that is hosting links to other servers that are trading data.
Other peers, actually. It's peer-to-peer.
Okay, you're free to give your own definition this is.
BitTorrent is a protocol that allows people to share files without actually having to upload them to a server or sharing a lot of other content. You actually just share the file that you are downloading. So at the same time as you're downloading, you're also uploading to other people. So it makes it a very good protocol for fair sharing or whatever. So that's actually what we do. We just host the servers that have all of the files called .torrent files, and that just contains a list of which servers actually keep a track of which peers are available.
So, but this project is part of a bit larger and broader movement that is all about copyright issues. So apart from the Pirate Bay system, there's also a group called Piratbyrån. Did I pronounce this correctly?
Quite nice. Piratbyrån. Yep.
Okay, which stands for Pirate Bureau.
Yeah, the Bureau of Piracy, or
which is a pun on another bureau, as far as I know.
Yeah, actually, they started something called the Anti Piratbyrån in Sweden. That's the Anti Piracy Bureau. And after that, some guys founded the just Piracy Bureau. Just to make fun of them, or because they actually needed something to be anti to, so they kind of made them made the birth of the their own opponents.
So who is they in that context?
You have a lot of entities in Sweden. There's so much going on concerning file sharing in Sweden. So you have Piratbyrån, who was the first actual media known group that started talking about piracy as a good thing in the media in Sweden. And to actually talk about piracy, they understood that they had to start a site where you could do piracy. So they actually started the Pirate Bay. So they founded the Pirate Bay and put up the first version of it. And then Pirate Bay grew in just a couple of months, very rapidly. And we decided, then I joined at that time, and we decided that the Pirate Bay should be its own entity and not be...
part of Piratbyrån.
Yeah, it's not part of Piratbyrån anymore. It's just... we're best friends, I usually say.
Okay, but when I asked for they, I actually meant the other side.
Yeah,
so
you
because
meant the
you
other
said
side.
They okay. were funding the anti.
Yeah, of course, of course. The other side is, of course, the Swedish version of the MPAA and the RIAA.
What's it called?
The Anti-Piratbyrån.
So that's the official term.
Yeah, APB. We only say APB in Sweden.
Okay.
So it's. There's also some RIAA agents in Sweden, but they work closely to APB.
Mm-hmm.
So they're kind of like us, you know, the Pirate Bay and Piratbyrån and all of the other guys. We're on one side and we're friends and we talk to each other and we discuss things. And they do the same on the opposite side,
I bet they do.
Yeah, usually do.
Okay, but the movie lobby is the stronger part in this respect, or is it difficult to say?
It used to be that guys with a lot of money, like Hollywood, could decide whatever happens.
Yeah.
But the past few days, we actually noticed that it looks like this time we're going to win.
You're gonna win. Did you lose already? I mean, so far it has been quite a successful story, as far as I can remember.
Yeah, it's been very successful, at least for the Pirate Bay, and also for the other entities in Sweden. There's also everything is so closely related, like the piracy party, Piratpartiet. There are also some. It was founded by some people that we didn't know in the beginning of the year. And it's a political party that actually wants to run for as candidates for the Swedish elections this year. They are running, actually. And they're also successful. And it's the people in Sweden that's successful.
Is there any secret behind the Swedish community per se, the Swedish society, that this movement gains such a strong support in the
It's probably the because we have a lot of culture in Sweden. We have a lot of people that make music. We're one of the biggest exporters of music in the world, actually. You all know ABBA, of course, and you know Britney Spears, and you know Backstreet Boys, and everybody thinks, wow, this is an American product. And it's actually made in Sweden, all the music. It's written in Sweden, and
Britney Spears is made in Sweden?
No, maybe. I don't know. But her music is made in Sweden, actually. They write the music in Sweden. And, you know, famous. It's famous for all the pop groups. They go to Sweden and make the music, all of the big pop groups. And we have a lot of international artists, and we have a lot of people famous in the movie industry. The lights actually went out in the room.
Yeah, I think we have a moving detector, so yeah, if I stand up.
Let's a movie detector right. That looks like it sounds like the Paris agency.
No, it's not going on again. Anyway,
yeah, I don't care.
It's still the day.
Yeah, but anyhow, what I was saying. Yeah, we have a lot of famous people in Sweden, like Ingmar Bergman. People, we have a reputation of being very craftful in Sweden, making art in any form and way. And we also have a very open community that actually supports people doing what they want and what they think is right. So you can, if you want to, you've always been able to share things with your friends, and Back in the 70s, Sweden used to be the first, like, very famous for open sex for women. So it's always been this open community in Sweden. And the spirit lives on, and Falköping, we're probably going to be in the frontier also, because we have a very good network in Sweden. For the internet is very high speed. You can even get a gigabit in your own home today.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And for what price?
Maybe like in American dollars, maybe less than $100 a month.
You can less than $100 per month for a gigabit at home?
Yeah,
at home. I move.
Yeah, and it's been like that for gigabit is just the latest. We have 100 megabits. It's standard in many. It's like over 200,000 people in Sweden have 100 megabits line at home. That's like almost percentage.
Is this a Scandinavian phenomenon, or is this a
mostly Swedish? Because in Norway, for instance, have a much harder job to break through the mountains to actually do the infrastructure.
Okay.
And Denmark is a much smaller country, so they didn't need to actually. They have Copenhagen. They have a lot of smaller cities outside, but Sweden has easy to build roads. You know, it's very huge, but still we have large cities that need infrastructure. And the Swedish government decided in the beginning of the last decade that they wanted to be the best in infrastructure in the world.
Okay, so we can see that in Sweden both the relationship to the internet and the culture per se is pretty strong. And then we see that there are, well, at least these three very visual groups. Byran, who is actively, well, doing mostly political activism work, I would
say.
Yeah,
talking to political parties.
Yeah, we just heard another talk by Rasmus Fleischer, who did the talk here at the Reboot Conference. He also was a guest and a speaker on the 22nd Chaos Communication Congress back then in December in Berlin. And so this has been discussed all over the place, and they're we're always very surprised to see the very strong position on copyright issues that Pirat Biran is taking. So that, like, first of all, well, that file sharing, you can't escape, it's going to happen anyway, but on the other hand, it's not only you can't do anything against it, it's actively promoting free copy culture and actively opposing intellectual property. For instance, that's what I see.
Yeah.
Would you agree on this?
Absolutely. The whole idea of copyright is a bit weird. If you go back, you're going to see it's not a new... It's a new phenomenon. If you see historically, it's been... Mozart did some of his stuff actually copying stuff he heard, and then he went home and wrote it down. And he got famous, and nobody blames Mozart for being a pirate.
Yeah.
Yeah, but say it's like the last maybe 100 years something, the industry decided we're going to make money and we want to have something called copyright. Actually, for everything. Of course, it started much before that, but that was actually the start of this whole stupid intellectual property situation.
So, but it's not only about intellectual property, it's a more general approach, especially the party is going against digital rights management, patents, and it's also, well, it's also an argument about privacy rights in particular.
Yeah, it's become that more and more because of the aggressive lawmakers and because of the aggressive opponents we have. So they try to infringe on our privacy instead to make money.
So these are all topics that I would consider to be typical hacker topics.
Yeah, of course.
Would you say that this is a hacking scene that's behind this movement, or is it a more general, more broader
basis? I think that most people actually, from my background, are hackers in some sort of way. There are many hackers in the pirate community in Sweden, and they have an old view of this phenomenon because they've been around for 20 years, whatever. So maybe the file sharing is new for the general public, but of course hackers was there in the beginning.
So this the pirate party is going to run for elections this year.
Yeah,
they managed to get enough votes enough. What was the name of it? They had to collect.
Yeah, they had to collect enough signatures to be registered as a party.
But they managed to do that
in a couple of days.
A couple of days.
Yeah.
So when are the elections going to be?
It's in 3 months, something like that. I'm not sure about. I'm not Swedish actually, so
So what are you going to vote for?
As I said, I'm not Swedish, so I can't vote in Sweden.
Okay.
I'm not a Swedish citizen.
Right. You are mostly concerned with the Pirate Bay system.
Yeah.
Can you tell us what this system actually is? So what are we talking about? Is it just a single PC standing in somebody's room, or was it?
It's used to be 15 high-end servers, super high-end servers in a banking system. We actually hosted our servers in a Swedish banking facility.
Mm-hmm.
It's super high tech. It's we run our own kernel modifications to be able to actually use that many connections on each PC. We have
what is it running on?
It's Linux. Okay. Basically, but the Linux kernel couldn't handle that many connections for our trackers, and they had problems with the webs as well, so we've done a lot of modifications to the system.
If you say that many, how many connections are we talking about?
Talking about maybe 10, 20,000 connections per second per server.
New connections coming in.
New connections, yeah.
20,000 connections per second.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a lot.
Yeah, we have one of our ISPs, is one of the Sweden's largest ISPs, and when we actually started just routing our traffic to only them, the routers, actually the core router, died, and it's the biggest Cisco router you can actually buy, so it's very, very fun.
Okay, so it's a lot of load in terms of new connections coming. Is it also a lot of load in terms of bandwidth being used?
Yeah, not that much. So you could imagine it should be more, but it's a couple of gigabits a second. But it's a high number, but it's not that high number if you see to how many connections we are.
Yeah.
But still, the traffic going through the Pirate Bay generates so much more traffic, because you only get like a small chunk of traffic from the Pirate Bay to see all the seeds, and then when you talk to the seeds or the peers, you download from them. So when the Pirate Bay was shut down, all of the Swedish internet traffic went down 30% in a couple of hours, and of course there's still peers talking to each other that don't have a connection to the Pirate Bay anymore. So it's still decreasing. So it's going to be less than 50% of the normal traffic in Sweden in a couple of hours.
Less than 50%.
Yeah, so it's half of all the traffic in Sweden is generated via the Pirate Bay.
Oh,
yeah. it's a big number for.
It's really so. It's not half the traffic of Sweden is going through the Pirate Bay, but it's like sort of
it's initiated revolving via the Pirate Bay.
Okay, I understand. So what is? I mean, there's always a lot of discussion on what's actually stored on the server. I mean, people who are sort of acquainted with the BitTorrent system probably know, but maybe you can just explain what the server is actually dealing with what kind of data and how much this data is private as well.
Yeah, the thing is, the Pirate Bay is two things. It's a BitTorrent tracker, and it's a website. So the things are separate, but they're closely related, and that means that the tracker gets a connection from your computer and says, hey, I've downloaded the file and it has this hash, and I want to see the other peers who has this hash as well. So that just sends information that to all the people that have the same hash.
The
file.
Hash being the idea. The ID of that file.
Mm-hmm. And
list of files. Mm-hmm.
So it's that just talks to them and say, hey, you got that file, send it to this guy, and he's got like 60% of that file sent to this guy. So it's just talking. There's no illegal files there at all, and there's no illegal traffic even. It's very important to point out that the tracking traffic isn't illegal. I don't think it's illegal anywhere in the world, actually. Then we have the website, the Pirate Bay website, the piratebay.org. And that's the site where you go to download all the .torrent files that you need to get this ID, the checksum. And that's the site that you actually see and you use. So you surf in and you find a file that you want to download, you click on it, and then your torrent client starts to download using our tracker,
which hands out all the IP addresses of other systems that are actually offering the file.
Yeah. That's correct.
So that's the point. So the BitTorrent, the tracker, and in that case, the Pirate Bay system knows about all the IP addresses of people who are actually trading this content that is probably copyrighted. I mean, not all the content that is being handed out is copyrighted, but some of them definitely
yeah,
is.
Yeah, whatever. We have a strong policy at the Pirate Bay that we don't censor any content, so we don't care. You can trade whatever you want using our tracker. We don't. If we take a moral stand somewhere, it's gonna screw up. So we decided against it, because I can't tell you what you can do, and you can tell me what I can do and what I like. If you like porn, you like porn. I don't like porn myself, but I won't stop anyone from using porn.
Mm-hmm.
So if we should draw some line somewhere, it has to be nothing or everything. We decided on that, so it's like freedom of speech.
Okay, so that's just everything, which also means you probably don't care about laws of other countries that sort of try to prevent these systems from being legal.
No.
But you said it, you consider it to be legal in every country?
The tracker is probably, tracking is probably legal. The website might be less legal in other countries due to the maybe the way that the files are presented. It might look legal somewhere, and that they're trying to actually charge us for help with copyright infringement, and that's probably why we should be illegal in other countries besides Sweden.
Many people think that they are sort of invisible when they're using peer-to-peer networks, but I think what should be made clear is that once I participate in a BitTorrent peer-to-peer network, I present my IP address to others, so effectively everybody could get his hands on my IP address and probably be able to track who I am by
using the country allows it or whatever, if you have the resources for it.
Right, but we know there are countries that definitely have both the resources
and allow it,
or even if it's probably not allowed, they're doing it anyway.
Yeah.
So there's always a way to be found. There's no anonymity included into BitTorrent.
No, not right now. But in most countries in Europe, I think, I'm not sure of this, but in Sweden at least, they decided that tracking your IP address, it's not legal if it's not a crime that actually gives you just a fine. So you have to be prison involved, and in Sweden it's not involved prison if you actually copy something. And also, if you're using BitTorrent, you can't be sure that another player actually has all of the file. You only see what you download from him or what you upload to him, so you don't know if he has all the file or if he... you can see the stats, of course, that his client says it, but that's not evidence. So at least in Sweden and in Norway, you have to download all of the file from the other peer, just that one peer, to see that he actually has all of it. Because the BitTorrent protocol works that you connect and you got a lot of peers and you download from a lot of people at the same time, and you upload to a lot of people. So it's more hard. It's harder for the government, our opponents, to track what the clients do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to gain evidence. It's not like if you use Direct Connect, for instance, or an FTP. It's obvious that if you use an FTP, you know that this FTP service has all of this stuff I can download.
Okay.
So then you know that he has
all this stuff. It's no proof, but it might indicate things.
Yeah.
So with all this traffic and a lot of work being put into the system to make it run at all, who is paying the bills for these systems? Where
ads.
Is the money coming from?
Ads and donations.
So ads on the website are
basically on the websites.
Doing it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And this is working out.
Yeah. In the beginning, we had support from other people. We didn't pay the bandwidth bill for a couple of months,
mm-hmm.
but it's working. It's working out now, so we pay our own bills. We have a good price though, but mm-hmm. then the money, if we have any money left over, we buy new hardware for it. So because we need new hardware all the time, many of the guys listening here probably use the Pirate Bay, and you notice that it's like overloaded all the time. And
yeah.
So we're trying to solve that, but we have a bigger problem right now. But
which is exactly what I wanted to come to now. I mean, Pirate Bay wasn't the first tracker doing this. There have been others like Supernova, and some of
that's
them.
That's not true. Supernova was never a tracker, actually. Just
a
website.
It was just the website.
Yeah.
Okay, but there were other.
Yeah, of course, other trackers.
There still are other trackers who are both basically doing the same thing. Some of them have both tracker and website connected. Some of them haven't. So, well, just a couple of days ago, there was a police raid.
Yeah.
In the data center where you have your servers, and yeah. So maybe you can just tell the story what actually happened here, because it's already big news.
Yeah, around 11 o'clock 2 days ago, 11 o'clock in the morning, I got an email saying that from our ISP saying that the police is coming to get the Pirate Bay, and then I made some calls and I realized that the police was actually on the way. And they already arrested or grabbed three of the guys working on the Pirate Bay, and took them to custody just to question them.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, they raided.
Have they been on site, or did they get them from their home?
One of them they took on site, and the two others they took at home.
Mm-hmm.
So. Yeah, that's basically it. And then they went to the hosting facility, and this is highly questionable because it's hosted in a banking facility, and we have a Swedish banking laws that prohibits that. Even the district attorney can't decide that he could go in there. So, but they did it anyhow. They just went in and took the computers, all of our computers, and they took a lot of other computers in the same rack. Because
so the hosting center itself has a different status, or it just gains the status
whole
because it's...
The whole building has a...
Special status. Because it has a bank as a customer, at least one.
It is a bank.
It is a bank.
It is a bank, actually. So
okay.
So that's a bit weird. And then they took all of the servers in our rack, and there's some other servers there. The Piratbyrån server was in the same rack as the Pirate Bay. I had my email in one of the servers. So I had a personal server there. And then there was some other servers. I don't know who they were, if probably other projects or whatever. And then they took the other two guys that I worked together with. We're actually three guys, and they took three other guys. They took our lawyer, and they took the two guys that are like
they
the faces
the
outside.
The lawyer.
They took our lawyer. I'll come back to that.
Okay.
But the two other guys, they have a hosting company called PRQ, and it's many of you have actually seen the tracker name PRQ.to, that's the same name as the company.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the old announce name we used for the Pirate Bay, because Pirate Bay used to be small and PRQ used to be a hobby project. So
mm-hmm.
PRQ has grown to be a real ISP. They do colocation for hosting for other companies. And they had two other racks in the same hosting facility that they rent to other companies. And the police took all of those servers as well. And it's very strange, because everybody knows which servers are actually the Pirate Bay. We had pictures on the website, and we're open about what we do. We have people with the faces and the names in the media, you know, all of the time. We're talking to people. If they would call us, we could go and show them the service. It's no problem.
Mm-hmm.
But they decided they're going to take this company's service as well. And it's a separate project. It has nothing to do with the Pirate Bay. And they took two full racks of service there. And then they also went to two other hosting data centers that PRQ owns itself, and took all of those servers as well. So they had a lot of trucks, then took like 200-300 servers that's not related at all to the Pirate Bay.
They took 300 servers?
Something like that. We're not sure about the numbers yet.
Okay,
because it's
but a lot. Yeah, I saw a couple of pictures there on your website, linked on your website with empty racks. Basically,
yeah,
there was
empty
nothing
racks,
left.
Empty racks, empty. They took the cables, they took the fiber connectors, they took... They took everything. They took mice. It's very weird. They took the cell phones of all of the other guys, actually. And they didn't turn them off, but probably they want to read the SMS or whatever. Mm-hmm.
So this is not so much about taking computers out of business that are probably doing bad things. It's more about scare tactics. What
probably
do you think?
It's they can't be that stupid that they actually think the Pirate Bay run on hundreds and hundreds of servers. It's not hard. If the police had any kind of competence, they could actually understand in a couple of minutes which servers run the Pirate Bay, and they shouldn't do damage to another company and their clients.
Yeah.
And but they're so weird, and they raided the homes of these three guys I work with, and took like loudspeakers, and they took everything that's some kind of electric signal in. It's just weird.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, of course, the lawyer. We have a lawyer that works for us pro bono, and many of you probably read of our legal threats on the site. That's probably why people are so pissed at us, because when we get a legal threat from Sega or Microsoft or whoever, which
happened more than once.
It happens a lot. It happens every day.
Okay.
So we take the ones that actually are we consider to be funny, because we don't do anything illegal according to Swedish law, and we do something else legal and publish them. Even though they say we can't in the email, it's not according to Swedish law. If they send it to us, we can do whatever we want to it.
So you publish it?
Yeah, we publish it with a response. And the responses are sometimes they get mad at the responses they get. So I think Pirate Bay is very famous for two things, and it's probably to tell the American company DreamWorks that they should actually understand that Sweden is not a part of the United States, and they should put up something up there, something.
Mm-hmm.
And then we're famous for just being huge sites.
So the big question right now is who is behind all this? And so it was the Swedish police. Can you say which part of the Swedish was? I mean, it's not.
Yeah, we have a in Sweden. We have a
coming.
Yeah, we have a special IT force, of course, in Sweden. It's
so they are operating on a national level.
Yeah, it's a national level. They went to 10 different places actually in all of Sweden to raid.
Mm-hmm.
Just bizarre. And 50 police.
Did all these places have anything to do with you?
One.
Only one?
Only
so
one.
What about the other 9 places?
I have no idea why they went there. I know 2 of the, or maybe 3 of the other sites they went to, but I have no idea where they went otherwise. I haven't got the information yet. So basically they did a lot of weird stuff, and we thought that they're just incompetent police behind. And with the anti-piracy agency actually behind the police, because they usually are. They're very closely related because of the Hollywood money, you know, probably. They're doing a lot, they push the police a lot, and they talk to the police a lot about how to stop the file sharing in Sweden and everything, and they haven't been successful once. So we thought, and we tried to find out more information, and all of a sudden we found information that we got a press release from the MPAA that said that they had initiated it back in November 2004 to start talking to the Swedish government about this big problem called the Pirate Bay.
Yeah, they're for immediate release. Swedish authorities sink Pirate Bay. That's the title of this press release you're referring to.
Yeah,
I guess.
Actually, it's
huge worldwide supplier of illegal movies told no safe harbors for facilitators of piracy. Really sounds for like scare tactics to me.
Yes, it is. It is.
Yeah.
And so we were thinking, wow, back in 2004, like that's like 1.5 to almost 2 years ago. So they've been working like a long time to actually get us down. And back then we weren't that huge site even.
Mm-hmm.
But so we were very surprised that they actually had been working on that for that long. And then all of a sudden even more interesting stuff happened. They actually, the Swedish television called SVT, the Swedish television, a public service channel, had a report that said that the White House is behind. They actually know from confirmed sources inside the Swedish government that a couple of people from the Swedish government went to the White House 6 weeks ago to talk about the problem, the Pirate Bay, and to talk about how to solve it. So Hollywood pushed the White House, and the White House took the Swedish by the ear and took them over there and say, hey, fix this problem. And then 6 weeks later, they do a seriously stupid raid just for, as you say, scare tactics. It's just weird. So it's been huge in the media right now. It's They want the government to resign in Sweden, and it's going to be a demonstration tomorrow.
How reliable would you consider this report?
As the Swedish television, if they say it, they have to have good reasons for it. It's like the BBC; they don't say anything. It's not true. It is true if they say it. I really trust these guys. And the Swedish justice minister, he said that they were actually in the White House, but they did talk about file sharing, but they can't remember which sites they actually talked about. And that's very funny, because of course they talked about the Pirate Bay, and if he says he doesn't remember, it's just because he doesn't want to get involved.
Right.
So.
So the U.S. has a new battleground, and after fighting terrorism in Iraq.
Yeah, they probably want us to be considered terrorists, so they can take us to Guantanamo Bay or something.
Yeah, sort of. Are you afraid?
No.
Okay. So what's the current state of the Pirate Bay system? All the servers are gone. What's going to happen next? Is there any way? Do you have a backup? Is anything going back online soon?
Yeah, we had a backup in another country of the files. We managed to get a backup over. They actually took all of our backup servers as well when they raided us. So, because we wouldn't consider they actually would take all of our servers like in at once. So, but we still managed to get a backup before they took everything.
Mm-hmm.
So the servers are actually, we have like 10 servers already in place. So the web servers are coming up today and everything, and we're working on the announced traffic right now. So it's going to be back today or at least tomorrow in another country in Europe. It's the Netherlands right now, and if they go to Netherlands to raid us, it's yeah.
Other countries are waiting?
Yeah, we have other systems set up in, or going to be set up in other countries as well.
Okay. So, but nobody tried to take the domains from you right now?
No, not yet.
Okay, so they did not raid the Swedish DNS system?
No, it's a .org domain, so they can't do anything about it. And if they do, it's just stupid of them, because then they piss off all of the root server guys, and they piss off all of the DNS guys in the whole world, because it's... they can't do that, and it's only going to move the Pirate Bay to another domain. So
right.
So what's the whole idea of it? It's as long as we exist, we're going to exist.
So Pirate Bay is going to be online soon, but the White House had sort of opened fire and tries to shoot on people just to push through their vision of copyright law in a sense.
Yeah.
What do you think? I mean, this could stir up, or probably already has stirred up, quite a public discussion in Sweden.
Yeah.
Well, we've seen in other countries that once the spin doctors are coming and trying to change public opinion, that they can be very successful. How would you say will this turn out in Sweden? Is there
a
public support?
It's a huge majority in Sweden that says that this is wrong. They want the Pirate Bay backup line, and they want all of the servers returned to the companies that actually lost their servers in the raid.
They're already complaining here. Companies like GameSwitch, for instance, I think they're a Counter-Strike game server.
There's so many companies. Yeah, it's... PRQ was becoming to... They had good prices and a good service, so it's a very popular hosting facility in Sweden. So they have a lot of clients, and it's not small clients either.
But did they shut down any banks as well? I mean,
no,
not really.
No, of course not. I think they're just there to piss us off or something. So it's just weird, because they don't piss us off, because we were actually expecting them to come someday, so we're prepared for it. Like, we have the data there. We know what kind of data we can have on the service, and we don't have any stupid other information there. We only have the needed information. We don't have any logs of IP addresses. If you've ever downloaded from the Pirate Bay, you can be totally safe. They don't have your IP. We're not stupid. Because we know our legal status, and we know that people hate us in the industry.
Yeah, but it looks like either the Swedish government or the police or whoever was behind this, they broke quite a lot of laws by invading it.
So many.
Like what? They were not allowed to.
They weren't at all to start with. They weren't allowed to go there, And they're not allowed, according to Swedish law, to actually take our lawyer. That's just... And they took his computer, and then it took the DNA of all the guys. The actual DNA.
The DNA of everybody?
Yeah, including our lawyer.
Oh, and wow. He,
it's just... It's so bizarre, you know. Why? It's... if it's something, it's something digital, and why do you need the DNA for someone? I can't understand the reason behind it. And then when they were questioning Anakata, he asked for that's one of the guys behind the Pirate Bay.
Okay.
One of the core guys. When they questioned him, he asked for a public defender, and then all of a sudden they say that no, you don't need a public defender because the crime you committed, it's we suspect you committed, isn't that serious that you can get a prison penalty for it?
Oh,
so according to Swedish law, if it's not prison, you can't actually do a raid.
Oh, okay.
But they did a raid, and then they didn't want to give him a lawyer. It's a bit weird, but there was a big problem with Anakata because he broke down in the hearings when they questioned him, and he confessed everything about killing a prime minister in Sweden back in 1987 when he was 2 years old. So the police aren't that amused by us.
Okay, I see. But I think the rest of the world is. Definitely, the project has stirred up quite a lot of discussion on many levels, and I think it's good to see that there are a lot of activists joining and not only doing some technical work in terms of operating servers, but also sort of contributing to a general culture of resistance towards this copyright illness that's going on this planet.
Yeah.
So we are looking forward to see how the Pirate Party is going to...
it's going to be interesting. It's going to be very
interesting. Yeah, now they really have their... a good PR stunt in a way for the upcoming elections.
Yeah, sure. This is going to be huge for them. I think they doubled their members in two, three days.
Yeah. They're pretty forward thinking. I read that they offer their members to pay their... to pay the membership fee via SMS?
Yeah, probably. I'm not a member, so.
Okay. Anyway. So, yeah. Thanks, Peter, for explaining the system and the current situation. I hope this is all going to turn out fine for everybody involved in that project. And to you, the listeners, if you have any questions or comments to be made, as usual, you can just send email to chaosradio@ccc.de, and we really welcome your feedback. Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming, Peter.
Thank you.
We say goodbye to everybody.
Bye-bye. Thank you.